and Kate here with a story of something of a local hero. Yes, it's time for I Love This Town. This is when I share your stories about things that happen that remind us of how much we love living in our small communities. And actually, I got a couple of stories for this week, but I'm bumping one into next week so that we can fully appreciate one of our local heroes. It isn't uncommon for one of our local teachers or school administrators to be hailed as a local hero for the over and above that many of them do to help get our families educated. One such teacher at Eagle Peak Middle School, teaching 8th grade science, Paula Abajian, walked in snow and ice to get to, not to get to school, but to get to a vehicle to get to school. Yes, you know the weather that we've been having. Well, Paula and her family live at 2,500 feet in the mountains above Willits. And the road to their home was completely unpassable. First it was the snow, and then it was, you know, between storms when things would start to melt. They were on a north-facing slope, so of course it would freeze. And now it's snow and ice that she was dealing with, going 1.76 miles downhill, get access to a vehicle, and then at the end of the day, 1.76 miles back uphill. Yes, so over 3.5 miles a day for 13 days in order to get to her job at Eagle Peak Middle School teaching 8th grade science. Yes, you see why people are talking about her as something of a hero. Oh, and her family too. I mean, there were days when she was carrying gas cans because they needed to feed the generator to keep the power going. We all lived through some of that, didn't we? 13 days of making that uphill and downhill trek. Well, in reverse order, downhill, often before sunrise, so in the dark, and uphill, often after dusk or after dark. Paula, wow. Yeah. Oh, and Doug is the one that submitted this. Now, Doug is an administrator, and he communicates with the with media and the rest of the community on behalf of some of our schools here in Mendocino County. And Doug talked to Paula, heard this story, and felt like it'd be a great idea to interview her and get more detail on it, which he did do. But then at the end of what he sent to us, said we had to cut the interview a little short because Paula had to go pick up her own kids from school because of the flood warning. Life in Mendocino County and the commitments that many of us have made to be here because we love living in our small communities. I Love This Town. I Love This Town happens this time on Thursdays when I have a story from you about one such moment, one such experience, an event, reminds you how much you like living in a small town.